Thank you, Mr. Chair. My delegation would like to add its voice to many who stressed the importance of transparency this morning and consistently throughout the CD sessions. The provision of clear and accurate information about respective nuclear capabilities and policies, in particular, can serve as meaningful stepping stone on which to build further risk reduction, disarmament, and arms control arrangements. In essence, transparency, both for nuclear doctrines and arsenals, is an enabler for these critical measures. We therefore call on all nuclear weapon states to promptly and seriously engage in bilateral and multilateral dialogues to formulate an effective scope of transparency measures in this regard. We also look forward to having in-depth discussions at the respective subsidiary body of the CD once the POW is adopted and carried forward. Now, in response to the comments earlier by the DPRK, the RK wishes to make it clear that any launch that uses ballistic missile technology, regardless of what it carries, can contribute to further advancement of ballistic missile technology capable of delivering nuclear weapons. With each test, the DPRK is getting closer to achieving this goal. This is the very reason the Security Council unanimously adopted many resolutions that prohibit any launches by the DPRK using ballistic missile technology. Whatever the DPRK's deceptive narratives claim, its launches do not fall under the category of peaceful uses of outer space under the international law. To the contrary, these launches, as well as all other violations and provocations, including some 10 rounds of ballistic missile launches this very morning, seriously undermine the peace and stability on the Korean Peninsula and beyond. We therefore, and like many others, strongly condemn the DPRK. The DPRK's narratives for these reckless and irresponsible actions, not to mention the dropping of at least 260 balloons yesterday on the ROK, carrying trash and excrement, yes, excrement, which it claimed was an exercise of freedom of expression, deserves no consideration. Such acts are not only violations of the armistice agreement as decried by the UN command, but uncivilized and nonsensical, for lack of a better word. And I would not have an automated answer for such an act, of course. I thank you, Mr. President.